This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And today we have special guests, good friend of ours, my makeup artist, Elise. Thanks for coming on, Elise.
Did you ever think you were going to say that in an episode?
No, not at all.
If you guys could see Blake right now.
I have a full beat on right now.
I'm just proud of you that you actually know what that phrase means.
I do know what that means. And you'll see why later. I think it just means like a full beat of makeup, right? It means like a...
Oh, you just got your face beat?
Yeah, exactly. Let's start there because I had way more fun doing that than I thought. And like, I don't even know why we did it really. Like, Elise just is kind of like, can I do your makeup? And then she sent all her cronies after me.
You know, the followers are loyal. I saw a lot of comments when I said for them to attack you to get you to do it. So I think 10 minutes later, you said, okay.
I was going to say, and it's not like, it was like, not like she had to twist my arm. I'm not going to lie. I wish I could say that.
For Blake to do a thirst trap. Come on.
Is this something that's going to help my engagement? Oh, no. Okay.
You know, I got to say, Blake, I post on social media like once a month. I'm not very consistent, but now that we know that we can make you look like me pretty good, I think I'm just going to start taking pictures of you dressed as me. And then I'll just post you.
It was like, that's the craziest part is like, it was good. Like, I think that was the coolest part. It was like all the comments were like, damn, Elise is really good at makeup. Like, damn, Blake looks good. Like that looks like a filter. So it's like you were showing off a little bit. You were showing off a little bit, making me look like you.
It was way more fun than I anticipated it being. And we do have a video of Blake doing mine, and I can't say the same for your makeup skills, but people will see that soon.
I think actually people are going to be quite impressed. Not quite. I shouldn't say quite impressed. A little impressed. But I love your idea of like maybe we... make me look like some people in certain girls in Bachelor Nation and then have them come on and we raise some money for charities that maybe they're partnered with or something like that. I think we want to keep it going because it was so much fun and we had such good feedback from it that I think we're going to brainstorm some ideas.
Yeah, maybe I'll go full dragon.
Yeah. And we could just be,
we'll just switch. I'll be the guy, you be the girl, and we'll poke fun at some Bachelor Nation couples, because what else is there to do in the off season? We got to get some content going besides you running your mouth when you shouldn't.
Yeah, shut the fuck up and DJ.
Just shut the fuck up. Am I the drama? Am I the drama?
Blake, you are the drama.
This wasn't even, so those of you that don't like, yeah, this wasn't even something I thought was going to be dramatic. I say something sometimes like, oh, this could get a stir out of Bachelor Nation. This is not one of them.
You really
this
know
is
how like, to poke the bear in this world.
Like, I don't, even when I don't mean to or try to, like I didn't. So if those of you that don't know, well, actually we talked about it last podcast. So I guess you do know, if you listen to this podcast, I talked about how it was a bit of a conflict of interest to have podcast hosts down on the beach. Natasha took offense to that. I don't know where, like, my biggest thing is, and listen, I'm very guilty of this. I don't want to get talked too much about this because I don't want to drag Elise in any of this. Like, I don't want to accidentally drag pull Elise into this drama.
I'm guilty by association.
Yeah. Elise is like, when the fuck can I move out?
Elise is completely out of this segment.
Yes, don't pipe in here, Elise, because I don't want anything to get misconstrued for you. But
we don't want the host coming after you.
Yeah. Well, and like you said last night, Eric, we went to the Morgan Wallen concert last night and he didn't even know anything was happening. Like, I kind of told him, I was like, have you kind of seen what's going on?
Yeah, like, shows how much I pay attention. I'm fucking hurting right now and super hungover. And I woke up and I caught up on it. And I was like, what is all this shit happening right now?
Like, it just seemed okay. So this is what I want to say, and I'm guilty of this. And I think everybody in Bachelor Nation, to a degree, we're all a bit sensitive, right? And I don't blame anybody for being sensitive. Whether you have a good experience on the show or a bad one, it can be traumatic. And it's like a big moment in our lives, and you can have scars from it and bruises, whatever you want to call it. And I think I clearly like poked one of those with Natasha. I did not mean to. I wasn't trying to villainize her. I wasn't trying to, I don't know, like stand up for Brendan or any of the other things she said. Like, that was not my point. I was just very broadly saying, I think it is a conflict of interest for hosts to go down to the beach. And so I don't want to like diminish her feelings, because she clearly feels like I attacked her somehow, or like I villainized her, but that was not my intention. And I apologize if that's the way it came across, but I didn't even think this was a hot take. I think like when 90% of the audience agrees with you that it is a conflict of interest, I don't see how like this is like an unpopular opinion. You know what I mean? So yeah, I don't want to talk about
it. That's where I'm super confused, is like when she came out and said you villainized her, and I don't see how you villainized her at all. All it was basically do not go after people on ABC's payroll, because they are going to get the golden edit.
Yeah. And I don't see how that's bad advice. Like, I think that's pretty good advice. And I'm not saying Brendan probably would have got a bad edit anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying, yeah, exactly. I think maybe that's where I wasn't clear. I should have been more clear, even though I wasn't really even talking about Natasha, but like I should have been more clear, being like, that's not the reason Brendan got married. Like, Brendan buried himself pretty good with the way he treated Natasha. So yeah, that's not Liz. It's just, it is what it is. It's the off season, baby. The off season is going to off season. There's little, like, I think in season, this doesn't even get a headline. But it is what it is. That was not my intention. And again, I don't even blame ABC. Like, I don't think they're these evil geniuses who decided, hey, we're going to create these podcasts. We're going to get these hosts, and then we're going to put them down on the beach, make them look really good, so it'll up the podcast engagement. I don't think that was the case. I think these people were fan favorites. They became the hosts, and they happened to be single at the same time. They happen to be fit very well, I think, on the seasons they were on. And of course, ABC is not going to bury their talent. Like, that's good business. I don't blame ABC for not like making somebody look bad, you know? Imagine if Becca would have got a bad edit and they throw on Bachelor Live on stage. Like, that's just not good business. So I don't blame ABC. I don't blame the host for going down there. I would have done it too. I just think it's a conflict of interest. That's all. So
we'll be right back.
Elise, let's talk about you for a minute, because I feel like for the first time in Denver, you settled in quite nicely. Am I right?
Thank you. Yeah, this is
my... you guys call it Elise getting her groove back.
Elise got her groove back.
Hey, you're not the only one that's allowed to have fun at Stagecoach, Blake Wilson. Hey!
Uh-oh, what happened in the house? What did we not see? Because you and Boogie and others were up to like 4 or 5 every night.
I was the last one asleep and the first one up every single night. I kind of tapped out the last night.
Got you on that one. Because
yeah, the last night he stayed up later than I did. But other than that, I was...
Animals.
Yeah, I think I slept a total of maybe 12 hours of 5 days we were there. But I was on, you know, my move here was not exactly what I anticipated. It was great to have the dogs. Everyone enjoyed that experience, myself included, but it didn't allow for, you know, a whole lot of social life. So this has been like my first step out of being in a little bubble again. I was in a little, instead of quarantine bubble, I was in a puppy bubble for a while.
Yeah, for real.
And what a shitty puppy dad, Blake, just...
I wasn't a dad. I was like a step uncle. Like,
he leaves you alone to go on assignment with 10 pets.
In all fairness, he didn't know what he was coming back to. But
yeah, you're very much to blame in this one. Like, what did you bring into this world?
This one is not on me. I am not the drama in this. Yeah.
Gracie's the drama. She's out there getting her groove back, and then we all have to pay the bills for it.
She got her groove on.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the first, you know, step back into having a little bit of a social life, a little bit focusing on myself and sleeping. That's a great thing. But yeah, Stagecoach was my welcome back to the world of humans, which, man, what a welcome back.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And for those of you that don't know, and you can speak on this as much as you want or as get in depth as you want, Elise has a new project coming out, something that I've seen personally as her roommate. She has worked very hard on. She has a ton of passion about. So if you want to talk about that, go for it.
Yeah, I've been dropping hints, but, you know, my little besties here, I'll just tell the truth. I am pivoting. I knew that as much as I love makeup and the beauty industry, I have other passions that I want to explore. And maybe in a weird way, Blake, you being gone and me taking over your podcast maybe inspired some of this, because I have partnered with a gorgeous girl named Annie, and we are going to be launching a true crime podcast. So I won't be part of the Bachelor drama. Mine. And let's just be honest, I hope I don't have drama with anybody that I talk about on my podcast, because that could be a scary situation.
That could be real bad.
But yeah, we are gearing up to just take a chance on ourselves. And like I said, a passion of mine that I haven't really explored that much. And launching very soon. We have the promo photo shoot on Sunday, and hopefully start recording episodes soon after.
Yeah, no, guys, I want to express just how passionate Elise is about this. Every single morning I wake up and she's listening to a murder podcast or some kind of murder YouTube show or something. And I'm like, I'm going to get murdered.
And I'll get away with it.
Oh, man.
This
I better not piss off Elise.
This is part of my long game, Blake. I'm just trying to take your house from you.
Oh, man. So you guys,
well, if anyone's going to get murdered by Elise, it's definitely me. There's a little past to that. You have a little history.
No, you would have been murdered already.
Yeah, but she saved my life. She got me in an Uber.
Genuinely. But yeah, guys, I'm excited for her. And so when that drops, when you guys do get a date, we'll obviously let everybody know. And but it's going to be really good. It's going to be really fun. And I know a couple of the episodes she's kind of like already scheduled and some of the, and it's, ooh, I'm going to listen. There's a couple I'm going to listen to for sure. Because
I'll just say the first one is going to be something that I've never talked about publicly. But the first case is going to be kind of what inspired my, I don't even know if passion for this is quite the right word, but my curiosity of why people do the things they do. And it's a personal story that affected my family very closely. So we're going to dive pretty deep and not only cover the stories, but hopefully have some really cool guests on that can explain the aftermath of these people's lives after, you know, the story is over and the judgment is reached. So yeah. I'm very excited.
And I think like people maybe out there, like true crime podcasts are pretty popular, but I think you're going in a cool, unique way and doing some things that the true crime podcasts out there now aren't. So if you're thinking, oh, I listened to three true crime podcasts already, like that's not, Elise is going to be doing it in a very different way, I think. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah. I got an email today that I might be going along for the day with crime scene cleanup crews. I'm putting my all into this experience and kind of diving head in. So it's not, I don't think what people necessarily expect of me. Maybe they'd expect me to say I'm launching a YouTube channel with makeup tutorials, but you know,
no, I'm murder.
I'm pivoting.
Pivot. Oh man. Yeah. So obviously we'll get you guys more information when all that comes out, but I'm excited for her. Other thing I want to talk to you about, Elise. Hashtag Elise for Paradise.
Oh, yes. Can we break that? Are you going down?
Yeah. I can say that, Blake, maybe if you kept your mouth shut the past couple of years.
He is the worst person.
Don't even put this on me.
On any show.
Don't even put this on me. This was not on me. Because Elise literally stays out of everything. So
this
like,
is not who you want campaigning for your VIP experience.
You know, I put more thought into it. I never, how do I word this? I'm more open to the idea of a relationship now than I ever have been in the past like 4 years, just because I was doing my own thing in Scottsdale and not wanting to really settle down, was just exploring myself. So if the opportunity came, I was absolutely going to say yes. Then I moved in with Blake. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think I have, whether you want to call it aged out, there's so many seasons that have happened that I am old news. So I didn't think it was a possibility. Have I been asked? No. If they called tomorrow, would I go? Hell yeah.
Yes. Hell yes. Only no, I would there. Love, I would love for you to go down. Just to get away from you, but other no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, honestly, just because I think a paid vacation would be very good for you. Like I think
yeah,
it'd be
I could
so
use
good.
One.
Yeah, exactly. So you've been working so hard and everything. So yeah, but I mean, it is what it is. If you do get the call, I want you to answer this, Elise. Who would you be excited to see down there?
Rodney.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't mind, you know, clinking margarita glasses with him. Who knows who's going to be down there? Like I said, I don't think it is in the cards for me this year or probably any year. But you know, I'll just watch and see what happens. And maybe I'll pull a Blake and do some BM slides after
there
to
you
see
go.
How it all plays out on TV.
Yeah, who would I didn't top, slide. Yeah, or like, who would your top three be? What is it? Marry, fuck, kill.
Oh, wow.
We have to give her three, don't we? Is that how it works?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, that's right. Who could we give her? Obviously, Rodney's in there.
Okay, I know what I'm picking for that one.
Rodney. Andrew.
Ooh, Andrew, that's a good one.
I don't know anything about Andrew. Isn't he like super young?
And Michael A.
Oh.
Oh. Uh-oh. That's going to make it tough between him and Rodney. Andrew's getting killed.
Andrew's getting killed only because I really don't know anything besides he seems like a sweet guy, but he seems very young.
You and the age thing, I'll kill you.
Blake and I have been in a fight about
we have been in
age
a fight about
recently. oh boy. You know, I don't know Rodney. I know enough about Michael that I'm gonna say marry Michael. I will say exchange
cuddle
nighttime
with,
yeah. times.
Yeah. As Chris Soules would say, I'd give Rodney a good cuddle.
A good
yeah.
cuddle.
Oh God, poor Rodney.
No, I think those are good. Those are good MFKs.
Yeah. And you went with the safe choice with the Mary.
It was good. It was
yeah.
good. I'm actually really, I was just thinking this. I'm really excited for Michael on that beach. I think I'm really excited to see him on that beach. I'm really excited to see a lot of the guys on that beach because I've met most of them. And
even
they all seem like great guys. The women too. Yeah. Like we met a lot of them and I'm excited for this paradise season, probably more than I have been in a while. Cause I think there's some solid names.
What host is going to be down there that hasn't been?
Host? Oh, I think Wells is actually going to host everything.
No, I'm saying podcast host. Who? What podcast host do you want to see on the beach, Blake?
We want to see me. I'm the podcast host they want to see on the beach.
You know what sucks is like after I said that and everything, like I love Mike. And like I would love Mike on that beach again.
I want to see
Mike. But he's a host, so it's like I'm like so torn between it because I'm like, but at the same time, like I would love to see Mike on that beach. And I think he deserves to go down there, but it's like it's such a like I said, I hate saying this again, conflict of interest, but like I'm so torn about that because I would love to see Mike down there. Because I kind of forgot that he was also ABC host. Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but yeah, I don't know. Way to bring that up again. Eric,
why wouldn't I?
I tried to divert that one. I really did.
You did great.
We'll be right back.
But I do want to get your feelings too on this upcoming Bachelorette season because it's the first time ever we've had two female Bachelorettes. We are two male hosts, so very times we can't talk about certain things when it comes to, you know, the experiences of Bachelorettes and women on the show. How do you expect the season to go? And like, what do you expect from the double Bachelorette? What do you think is going to come from that?
I could tell you what I hope comes from it, but what my fear is they seemed like, we all know you come off the show and the best part from it is like the friendships you have. And they definitely seemed like they were very close. They were bonded over their experience with Clayton and how, you know, that all worked out. So I was very excited and then quickly very scared. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to see women pitted against each other. And that is my biggest fear. Because let's just be honest, in that environment, you could probably fall in love with a rug if, because the production is telling you how beautiful the rug is all day long. Very true. You know what I mean? You're in this bubble. And so I think it will be potentially very confusing for the guys if they're not kind of grouped off immediately, which wouldn't make sense for good TV. But I hope that despite whatever atmosphere they're in, that those two girls will get a love story out of this that doesn't include berating each other in the process.
Yeah, yeah, that's my fear.
That's my biggest fear too. Is like, I think at the end, there's going to be something that causes some split between them.
And I think it's almost unavoidable. Like, I think to a degree, they are two women dating the same men. Like to a degree, no matter how friendly you are, how much they try to keep them separate, like there's going to be some conflict.
There's going to be one or two guys that they're both going to have feelings for.
Yeah.
Or the guys are like, I don't know what to do.
So like, I think it's unavoidable to an extent. Now we'll see how it's edited and if they really do like focus on that, or that's just a very small one episode thing. You know what I mean? So I have the same sentiment. Like, I think it has a potential to be amazing and girl power and two women holding each other up and that kind of thing, or it has the potential to just like rip their friendship apart. So,
well, and it's just playing on insecurities of if at some point, if the guys have to choose of like what girl that
would be so horrible.
That would be awful to watch. I mean, again, great TV, but it would just be awful. Cause I mean, you're standing there. I remember when they did that with Brittany and Caitlin and the guys had to choose as they walked in, and it was not well received by the public, but it also was just awful to watch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's so crazy they did that.
Yeah. Back, so now I'm just hoping that instead of night one, they're not doing that halfway through the season. Just maybe if they just organically let it happen, where, you know, someone falls for a guy, maybe they have a little tiff about one of the guys or vice versa. Great. But I hope there's not this like switch of rose ceremonies where they have to, you know, publicly say who they want to be with and why. That could really not play well to the public or quite frankly to the girls either.
So I heard rumblings.
Don't tell me I'm right.
Yeah, to a degree. This is what I've heard just recently happened. And listen, we try to stay pretty unspoiled on this. And I'll see, like, this season I haven't even followed at all because it's such a long off season. They're giving roses to men, and then the men can give the rose back and get with the get a rose from the other girl.
Oh,
something to that effect.
So they can like deny a rose.
They can deny it. And I've heard it's happened a couple times. It's gonna be interesting how they portray that. And you know, funny thing is like we've been like talking about this, but like whether it be two bachelors or two bachelorettes, like we've been wanting this as an audience, I think, a couple times. Like there's been a couple seasons, and we'll see if after this we ever want it again. You know what I mean? Because I think it's worth this try, and I think they have two perfect bachelorettes. I think Rachel and Gabby are just different enough to where this might actually work, where I think maybe it would take, you know, a guy couldn't maybe be in love with both of them because they are pretty different. At least it comes off that way. We don't know, you know,
I don't know them personally.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So like, at least on camera, it seems like Gabby's a little bit more, and I do know Gabby to an extent, and she is a little bit more carefree and funny and doesn't take things too seriously. Where I think the edit, at least Rachel got, was she's very serious and very like wanting to settle down and very emotional. So we'll see. I just feel like they are different enough where this might actually work. And I think maybe this was a season where the producers were like, wow, we actually have a shot at doing this right. So we'll see.
Here's hoping. I tell you though, they're doing something right, because I haven't really been following the past seasons too closely, and I will be watching this one for sure.
No, I think this might be exactly what the show needs. I think this might be. And when the Bachelorette or the Bachelor has one good season, it catapults all the other seasons because people get hooked. They're going to get hooked to a guy that gets dumped. He becomes the bachelor, you know? And so, and then they'll be hooked on other guys who come down to the beach. So I think just one, it all it's going to take is one really good season to catapult this franchise again. And this could be it. This could be it. I hope it is it. I hope it is it.
Me too.
But we shall see. We shall see. It's, it could go very, very wrong or very, very good. I don't know if there's much in between. So,
yeah, because there might be some good momentum too, because it'll be back-to-back seasons of Bachelorette and be hopefully a great BIP.
Yeah, it's going to go Bachelorette, BIP, and then right into Bachelors. We got like three
Bachelors. Are we getting two Bachelors?
We'll see. Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
We'll see.
We shall see. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited. Like I said, I think this is the first time I've been genuinely excited for a season in a minute. Yeah. So we shall see. Trying to think of anything else that people need to know about you.
What is the biggest thing you guys have learned about each other while living together now?
Elise is a vampire and she sits in the dark all the time.
She is a very dark soul with this murder stuff. And oh, man.
This is not true.
I'm kidding.
First, Blake. I'm just saving.
Let's cut the podcast right here. Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Oh no, let it fly.
I think what I've learned about Blake, I feel like I knew quite a bit going into this because we got close during quarantine. But I'm actually very pleasantly surprised. Neither of us have lived with anyone for years and years, and besides us, you know, fighting about light switches, we get along pretty darn well. And I, as he knows, like, not to be cheesy, but I'm always in his corner and I feel the same about him. So it makes living together pretty easy.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, we haven't had any, not that I did think we were going to like fight or like whatever, but like we haven't even a little bit like, yeah, it's just a lot of like, I don't know, give and take, and like she'll cook dinner and I'll cook dinner and then she'll do the dishes. I see her do the dishes. I'll jump up and do the dishes. Like it's just one of those things. I think this is really good for me, especially because I think, well, and we just thought, you just said like, you haven't lived with anybody in a long time either, but I think as a man, living with a woman can be a bit of a shock because you guys are like, you guys are, at least for me, you're on top of your shit. At least you are on top of your shit. Like you are very like I just saw a to-do list from yesterday. Yeah. like you are very on top of your stuff. So I think it's just like a good, I think this is like gonna, could be good if I decide to live with a woman in the future. It's like, okay, this is like good practice. This is good practice for me. That's what I feel like. So don't be, men out there, don't be afraid to have a female roommate because it's been great.
At least it does not surprise me that you do seem like a list kind of woman.
Well, I have ADD to the max, so I have to, I might forget where I put my list, but at least I write them. You know, and I try to do my best to stay on top of things. But yeah, it's been a lot better than I expected. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, Blake, you might be stuck with me for a while. You got to wifey up and then I'll leave. So until happens.
I'll tell you what, I couldn't have a dog if it wasn't for you. So, you can stay as long as I have a dog. So 18 years, 16.
Okay, perfect. no, I need to dip my toes back in the dating pool. So maybe I'll beat you to that move in with someone new phase.
Have you done that in Denver yet?
Dated. Yeah, should we talk about your love life?
Have you dipped the toe?
Oh my God. I don't know if anyone saw my Q&A, but I can't hear dip the toe without thinking about, I asked people their bad date stories and someone told me some weird things about feet. So that just,
oh, I did. I saw that someone kind of manipulated,
tried to go to third base with the toes. Yeah. So that just gave me a little squeamish feeling.
I've heard of digital manipulation, but not.
Oh boy.
Digital.
Apparently people are into all sorts of phalanges and all sorts of bits, not me included. So have I dated? No, I have not. I can say I've not gone on any dates. Have I had a flirtation? Maybe. I had to learn from the best. You know, we went to Stagecoach. I wanted to collect a compliment or two. And
love to hear it. I will keep you all updated on Elise's love.
No, you will not.
Whether she likes it or not.
Blake's new segment, him just dishing the dirt on
Elise's love life.
My love life. Great. Love that for me. Just remember, I got dirt on you too, horseman.
Yeah, man. You're right. There will not be a segment on this. All right. Well,
no,
at least
I'm
you're
open
the best.
To it. I'm ready to start dating.
Absolutely. I think you are as well. And I'm ready for you to start dating as well.
So. For your own entertainment purposes.
Listen, I'm tired of talking about my love life. I want to talk about your love life.
All right. Well, I'll do it for the podcast. You're
welcome. Yes. Yes. Yeah, Elise, you're the best. Thanks for coming on. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Yeah, I need to go eat lunch, so I'll be downstairs in a few.
That's good. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thank you.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world-famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.